Thanks for that. That call-in made me smile. And I just published it on my station, as you know. Yeah, just wanted to call in and say thanks for favoriting me. I favorited you back. I'd be interested to see what your content's all about. And I'm here at Undies Funded. I'm an indie songwriter. And I put my own music up on the channel and some of my friends' music as well. So yeah, I'll go and listen to you now. Cheers.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good afternoon.
Hi, nice to meet you. Oh, so you are you a fan of David Lynch by any chance?
David Lynch?
Yeah.
Who's David Lynch?
He's a director, and he's directed Twin Peaks, and he's a very surreal director. He started as a painter. He's still a painter, but he decided that he wanted to make moving pictures, basically. Where I could take off my,
what do you
I could
mean,
take off my.
Pictures?
Oh, okay. So he used to be a painter, and I guess what happened was one time, his I guess while he was painting, I guess some wind came through the window, mm-hmm. and it made his painting move. And he goes, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. I want to see my paintings move. And so he started getting into filmmaking, okay. And so. When he makes movies or TV shows, every frame of every scene, he tries to treat as if it were its own little painting. Meaning that, you know, the composition within it, the colors, all that stuff, the textures, all that stuff. And he's just one of my favorite directors of all time. But anyway, where you're taking me right now is he's having a book signing. He just wrote a book about... about growing up and his art style and all that stuff. So this is so exciting. I can't wait to see him talk in person about his new book. And I'm going to be able to get a book autographed by him. And oh gosh, I cannot wait. This is just so exciting. This is like a monumental moment in history here.
Mm-hmm.
So how long have you been driving Uber for?
It's been a while, about more than 2 years now.
Oh, okay. How do you like it so far?
It's good. It helps. Helps pay the bill.
Yeah. Is this your only job, or do you have another job?
Part-time only. I have other job.
Oh, okay. What else do you like to do?
I do accounting, bookkeeping.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're pretty busy around tax season, right?
Oh, yes.
So is that your passion? Do you like numbers and stuff?
Oh, yes.
Putting like numbers together?
Yeah. But I'm not the licensed or CPA. I'm just do accounting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about you? What do you do?
Oh, actually, I'm in a yacht rock band.
Oh, wow.
It's called Yachtly Crew, so I'm going to leave that with you in case you ever want to check out any of our videos or if you ever want to go to any of the shows. But it's so much fun. We dress up, like on the back here, this is what we look like. We dress up in these crazy...
Oh, you do?
captain's hats.
You do in cruise.
Well, you know what's so interesting is that we do finally have our very first cruise that we'll be doing next year for a pretty big cruise that we've been hoping for to get. And sure enough, we're going to be doing cruises now. But what we do is we sing a lot of love songs. We sing a lot of, do you like, for instance, Steely Dan or Hall & Oates or Christopher Cross? So it's all that kind of music. It's all just love songs.
Wow.
Ambrosia, Toto, oh gosh, it is just so fun to be able to.
Who sing the Eye in the Sky?
Oh my God, I love that one! I love that one. The Al Parsons project.
Oh yeah, Alice
Parsons. I am the Eye in the Sky. Oh my God, I love that one. We do that one every once in a while. We'll do that one. I always beg them. I'm like, please, can we do Eye in the Sky tonight?
How about Christopher Cross?
Yeah, Christopher Cross, yeah. Sailing takes me away. We do Christopher Cross. We do. Oh gosh. All right, think we're gonna make it all right.
There
you gosh.
There you go.
Oh, it's so much fun. We have.
I love the song.
Oh, they
Those are in 80s.
Oh
right?
Boy. Yeah. Oh yeah. And so, what I didn't realize was just how powerful this you know kind of music would be to people because you know a lot of. First of all, this kind of music, it spans the age, the generations, you know, all kinds of people like this kind of music. And so at our, at our shows, we'll see young people, you know, we'll see people in their 20s, we'll see people in their 70s.
Yeah,
I mean,
but now they don't have that kind of sound anymore.
The music is different,
right?
Right, right.
They don't make it anymore. I rarely heard like that song anymore.
Oh, yeah. And,
it's different.
You know, and that's what's so exciting is that we get to sort of embody the spirit, you know, mm-hmm. Of an era long gone, so to speak. So hopefully by us being out there, we can maybe inspire some of those musicians to start mm-hmm. making new albums, right?
Right, right. Yeah.
It seems like some of those guys, they haven't had any new music in so long.
Yeah.
And so it's always fun and exciting when you hear mm-hmm. hear about new songs that they're doing. But man, it's so surprising and so exciting,
yeah.
Because some of these people, like there's this guy and this lady, they met each other on the dance floor, mm-hmm. and they still continue to date to this day. They'll show up to our shows,
uh-huh.
and they met at a show. So it's really neat. Like people are meeting each other out there, and singing along to the songs and. You know, when we do sailing, we're like, okay, put your hands up in the air. You're going to be the waves in the ocean. So everyone's sailing, and they're moving their hands back and forth. Oh, gosh, it's so fun. And we got this crazy saxophone player who, he's got a cordless saxophone. So during a couple of the songs, he'll jump off the stage, and he'll next thing you know, he'll be climbing across the bar top playing a saxophone. But what happened was one night, he climbed up on like a 5-foot ledge, mm-hmm. and he jumped while he was playing. He jumped off and he broke his heel. Oh boy, poor guy. So all of our shows, he's been sitting in a cast up on stage, and little by little, being able to stand a little bit more. So one day when this cast comes off, holy cow, it's just gonna be great. He's gonna be back out there doing crazy stuff again. And we have so much fun with this band. Our next show is. The 23rd, which is in a couple of days, it's in Pasadena, at a place called The Rose. We really like that place. And The Rose. It's in kind of a new venue. It's been open like a year or so, but it's owned by the people. Have you ever been to the Canyon Club? The Canyon Club, but like way far.
101.
101. Yeah, really far north.
I know that place, yeah.
So. It's owned by the same people, and wow, we just have such a blast.
The concerts.
Oh yeah,
Air Supply. They do Air Supply.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I'm so surprised when I see the bands that play on that stage, and I go, "Holy cow, we're playing on the same stage that Kenny Loggins played on,"
yeah.
Or you know, I mean, some of these bands are still touring around, and it's just. Wow, it's just such a great thing.
What instrument you play?
Oh, the keyboards.
Oh, keyboards.
Yeah,
oh,
so there are seven of us in the band. So we have, me on keyboards, we got the saxophone player, we got bass, guitar, drummer, singer. I feel like I'm missing someone. Saxophone. Oh, congas. Yeah, yeah.
Congas?
My buddy plays the congas, yeah. And, it's such a fun thing, and we just have such a wonderful time. And a lot of these people, they'll come back to the shows, you know, we'll see them over and over again, and they'll buy our t-shirts and they'll wear the captain's hats and what the heck do you suppose going on over here?
It's stopped.
All that traffic is stopped. What is going on?
This is the traffic, the police
stopped. Oh, the cop just stopped in the middle of the street, huh?
Yeah.
Oh my God, the cop is actually pushing that car. I've never seen something like that before. That's so cool that the cop actually.
You should have taken a picture.
Oh, I should have. I know. That's like that's such a rarity.
Yeah.
Wow. A motorcycle cop. That's so crazy.
It's not a highway patrol. It's a motorcycle.
Oh my gosh, that was so interesting to see. I've never seen that kind of. That kind of action before by cops on a highway.
Cops here, they do everything. They do anything.
Wow, that was really cool. So in addition to accounting and Uber, what else do you like to do? Like, what are some of your passions?
I do magic.
Magic? You're a magician?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's incredible. Oh my God, magic is so awesome.
It's only for kids.
Oh, that's great. So do they?
I don't want the adults. Audience, because sometimes the adults, they heckle you.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's better if the kids.
It is better with the kids, because they still have that sense of wonderment.
A little magic. Oh, they were
amazing. Oh, my gosh,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's easy to amaze them.
Than
adults. Adults, they challenge you.
Oh yeah, they're like, oh, I know how you did that, right? And you're going, come on,
especially
man.
Especially if they're drunk.
They
challenge you.
Oh yeah. So.
Oh, I saw it. Saw that.
So you're holding it back there. And,
yeah.
So now, do you get are you like a do you get hired to do kids magic shows in different places?
Yeah, but I stopped for a while because I was concentrated in Uber. Yeah.
Wow, man! Wow, that is so cool. Mm-hmm. Did you have a special magic name, magician name?
Yeah, it's what's it called? The Gentle Wizard.
The Gentle Wizard?
Yes.
Brilliant! Gosh, that's brilliant! The Gentle Man. Now gentle presenting wizard. The Gentle
because
Wizard.
Before I thought it's the Black Wizard, but. Some people are superstitious, so they, if there's a black, so I changed it to gentle.
Wizard. Oh, yeah, that's
parents,
a good idea.
The parents are really, they say black, maybe it's a black magic,
Like he might conjure a demon at our house. Yeah, we can't have that.
So I changed it to like a more family.
That is great, gentle wizard. Yeah. Oh, I love it, man. So who were some of your favorite magicians growing up that you like to watch? Do you like Penn and Teller?
Blaine. I know also a little bit ventriloquism.
Really? Yeah. Do you have a special ventriloquist?
Yeah, I bought a dummy. Looks like Jeff Dunham.
Really?
You know Jeff Dunham?
Yeah. So you got one of those? Yeah. One of those guys? Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
I have a
so you're like the ventriloquist.
Hold on, I could show you the video.
Oh yeah.
You
have a video of it? That's great.
I have a video here.
This is incredible. When was the last magic show you did? When was the last time you did one?
It's been a while. Hold on.
I think it's time to jump back on the saddle. Time for the Gentle Wizard to get back out there and mystify some more audiences.
Let's see.
I've been watching a lot of Penn and Teller magic lately, which is interesting. And it's, they have that show called Fooled Us or something like that. And you have to try to fool them with your magic. And if you fool them, you get to be someone who then opens up for them, you know, be like an opening magician.
Opening?
For one of their shows.
I'm not that, let's see.
Is that you? Are you the gentle? Is that you, the Gentle Wizard?
No, that's the Halloween. That's
gotcha.
That's me, but it's Halloween.
It's like the gentle skeleton. Oh boy. Here we go. Oh my God! I'm gonna watch the Gentle Wizard in
that's
action.
That's when I was. When I was just practicing.
Oh, this is gonna be you practicing.
I'm not sure if it's still works.
So you like David Blaine?
He's got that's not magic. That's Ventriloquism.
Oh, this is going to be ventriloquism?
Yeah. It's not working. I think I deleted the video.
What? Wait, it should work. I see it up there.
I'm not sure.
Maybe it's just the reception around here or something. Maybe
no, it's not, because it's a video.
That's true.
It doesn't need a...
You don't need any Wi-Fi or anything. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it should just jump right in there, huh? So when you start doing magic again, because I know it's going to happen, when you start doing magic again, you're going to add some ventriloquism in there too, huh?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
But it's more, it's going to be more expensive. I'm going to be charging.
Yeah, because it's an extra thing.
Practice via YouTube.
YouTube, that's great.
Because in YouTube, you can find anything. YouTube, Google, how you practice, right?
YouTube, I love it. People are so excited about sharing what they learn, right? They're so happy to show others.
How you practice.
You got to figure out where to hide the voice back there, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Now, how do they do it where you drink the water and the guy still talks? How do they do that?
You have to use some words like, you pronounce it by your throat. Even Jeff Dunham, sometimes he made mistakes. When I saw his video, and he's using two dummy.
Yeah.
And then he switches it. He made a mistake.
Oh my gosh.
And then he corrected himself. He said, what are you doing? He said, what are you doing, you dummy? He said, yeah. And he's laughing. He made a mistake.
Oh, that's great.
Sometimes he confused because he's using two dummy.
Oh, yeah. So sometimes he'll give the other voice to the other one.
Right. He mixed up the voices.
Oh my gosh.
Imagine
that's
that. He's using two dummies and two different voices.
Oh my gosh.
Have you seen that?
He's got so many of those crazy characters.
Yeah.
Now imagine, this just popped into my brain now that you're telling me this, how interesting would that be if you had magical dummies? Like, so it's magic, but the dummy is doing the magic tricks. How crazy would that be?
Yeah.
Holy cow. You're doing ventriloquism and the dummy is making, you know, elephants disappear? Levitating women? I mean, that would just be amazing.
I know those three, right? You know, have you seen some magic of David Blaine? David Blaine?
Oh, yeah. I cannot believe the stuff he does.
He has a magic that he could produce a frog in his mouth.
A frog?
A frog. A living frog.
A frog?
Yeah, a frog.
Oh, my God. I have not
seen
that yet.
In the Jimmy Fallon show.
What the heck?
Yeah, it's a frog.
So he was talking, and all of a sudden he's like, and then a frog comes out.
He asked Jimmy Fallon, have you seen the human aquarium? He said, what? Yeah, human aquarium, he said. And then he tried to, like he's puking, and then a frog came out in his mouth.
Oh my gosh.
He put it in the glass.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You
check it.
I can't believe it.
And then I saw it in.
I searched the trick he did.
And then it reveals in the YouTube that there's no such tricks what David Blaine did. It's not yet like a magic trick. Like you. It's a practice, it's a skill.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's only David Blaine could do it.
Okay.
Because you have to practice, like, you drink the water.
Uh-huh.
Because there's one guy from 18th century, a name Haji, something like that, like an Indian or a Pakistan.
Oh.
That was David Blaine practice. It's, I forgot the scientific name, but it's a skill that you could drink, like water, drink, and then put it outside, spit it out.
So did he actually swallow the frog?
He must have already had it in there. And then it won't die inside because he drank a lot of water. So it's inside his stomach.
Okay,
and
so then, it's not in there that long enough to die.
Yes,
so it's just enough to be
and
able to...
And then you'll just try to spit it out.
Oh, gosh, that's crazy.
Jamie Fallon, he almost threw up.
Oh, God.
Jamie Fallon. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I recently saw a David Blaine one where he had, oh gosh, who was it? It might have been Jimmy Fallon. He poked a needle through his hand.
Oh, that's a trick.
Through his hand, but he could feel it on the other side of his skin.
No,
on his
that's
hand.
A trick. That's a really
what?
A magic trick.
How
yeah,
the, no I, way.
No, yeah, that's a trick.
Because you can see the needle going.
There's a lot of secret on that. I know that. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
have you tried that trick? Have you tried putting the needle through your hand?
I see that trick. They have a special gadget on that.
A special gadget?
Yeah.
What, is it, a fake hand or something?
No, it's a needle. They create a needle that's something...
Was, like, made out of rubber?
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to
be... there's a blood, I like...
What the
heck? Yeah,
So how does it come out the other side, though? That's what I'm curious
about. They're going to push some button and the blood will come out, something like that, yeah.
So do you think maybe there's a fake skin under the hand
and then he's
maybe hiding it under there or something?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah. But the frog, there's no skill.
So the frog is really small.
There's no trick, it's a skill.
Oh my gosh,
It's a very small frog, but it's alive.
Oh my goodness. That is so interesting.
Yeah.
Now, do you... Okay, so you like David Blaine. Do you ever watch Penn and Teller? Do you ever watch those guys?
What is it?
Penn and Teller?
Penn and Teller?
Yeah,
no,
Penn
no.
and Teller.
What is that?
I think you would like those guys. It's two guys.
What is that? Is that a magic show?
Oh, yeah, they're magicians. They're a magic duo. Oh. P-E-N-N And then the and sign,
it's
and then
like,
T-E-L-L-E-R.
So the Penn and Teller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the Teller guy, he's silent. He never talks. He never talks.
Uh-huh.
But they do these crazy things where they're shooting bullets at each other and they catch them in their teeth.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my goodness. It's crazy.
That's a trick.
Well, there's a funny one where I saw where they actually ran the guy over with a semi, and he got right back up, and he's like, oh, I'm okay. But they ran him over with the wheel and everything. And then they showed. See, that was so surprising, because usually, you know, magicians are not supposed to tell secrets.
Yeah.
But for some reason, they let the audience in on the secret. And what they did was one side of the semi-truck,
mm-hmm.
like one side of the truck had foam rubber wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did was they just put a whole bunch of weight on the other side of the truck
uh-huh.
to even it out.
Yeah, yeah.
So when the guy get ran over, it's just sponge. It's just
a
sponge.
Yeah, it's a
but
trick.
Man, it's just incredible to see
how
about, they figure that out.
Have you seen some of the show of David Copperfield?
Oh, David Copperfield, when he makes the Statue of Liberty disappear.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember when I was a little kid and I saw that. Holy cow.
There's a trick. And then there's a... recently he was sued by one of the audience.
Oh, no.
He
was sued by the audience?
Yeah, because he got a volunteer... No, actually, it's not like an audience. They were become a assistant of some kind of trick.
Oh.
The trick that is like they disappeared and then they went to the other dimension, other place.
Oh.
It's like they were on the stage and then all of a sudden they were gone.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. So what they have to do is when the curtain falls down, they have to run and go to this place.
Oh, so they tell them what to do.
Yeah,
this is what you
got
to do.
One audience, they have to run, but one audience got injured.
Oh, no.
Because they run.
Oh, no. And then they fell or something?
Yeah, he fell. It's an old guy.
Oh,
no. So he fell.
Oh.
He sued the millions of David Blaine.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he sued.
That's crazy.
But the good thing is the judge, the judge side on David Copperfield. He said it's not liable. The only liable are the who make the stage.
Oh,
So
instead of suing David Copperfield, the guy could have sued the organizer.
Yeah, yeah. No, the judge said no because the guy sued everybody from organizer to David Blaine to Copperfield. Yeah.
Boy.
I saw just recently the judge made a decision that Copperfield is not liable for the injury.
Wow! Holy cow!
Yeah.
You know.
I read a lot of you.
That's so interesting because. So growing up, when you were growing up as a little kid, did you like magic back then too?
Not really. But I just saw in the YouTube about magic. So, no, this because when I was in the office, the reason I got into magic because one time there's a birthday party on in our office. So I tell my boss, I'm gonna do some magic. Yeah, just make one or two.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, so it started from there, huh?
And then they were amazed. Oh, really? Yeah. So it's like, it feels good when the people...
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
So I added a little magic.
Oh, my gosh.
Then another time, there's somebody got a party. I made a magic. And then it grows.
Oh, my gosh.
And then one of my coworkers said, oh, I'm going to hire you for... you do magic in the birthday of my nephew. He said, what? Yeah, come on.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
That's how it started. Yeah.
It's neat how that works,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
because then, when you're there, people in the audience, they see what you're doing.
Yeah.
They go,
oh, my gosh. It's just a game, just out of fun only.
Yeah.
I never intended to do some show.
Oh, gosh.
And then all of a sudden, one of my coworkers wanted to hire me.
Oh, that is incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, there's no telling what kind of cool stuff, comes out of just simply doing something that you love.
Yeah,
you know,
having
a blast with it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, no matter what, other people start seeing it. They're like, oh, what's that you got going on over there? And, you know, and then they're like, oh, I bring that over here to this party. And it's really cool. So if you had a trick or a couple of tricks that you really would love to do, what would be those tricks?
Nothing really specifically. As long as the audience were amazed. Yeah.
So in other words, you're not concerned with like
making an elephant disappear. I want to have all just kids, not adults.
Oh, that's right, the kids.
I don't like the adults because I know they're gonna heckle you.
Oh yeah, that's right, the kids. Yeah. Wow. Oh wow, that is so fun.
I'm scared if I have an adult audience.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that would just be great.
And when
man.
I perform, I do a mask on the top.
Oh, you do? That's great.
Yes, yeah.
That's great.
A costume, because so they will not know.
That is fun. So what does your mask look like?
It's a black mask, and then I do some makeups.
Oh, that is great. The Gentle Wizard. Oh, wow. That is great. So have you ever been
One of my regrets and failures is learn how to play piano. I know how to play guitar.
Oh yeah,
I know how
guitar
to play
good.
A little harmonica, but I was never able to practice piano.
Well, you guess what? Keyboard. You can learn it on YouTube, right?
I know.
There you go. You start with one song, right? He started with one trick. And then you'll be the gentle wizard who does magic, plays the piano, and the ventriloquism. Maybe you make up funny songs for the ventriloquist dummies, like, this man is controlling what I'm saying, you know. That would be kind of funny.
How about you? Why don't you compose a song, like, to make a... It's better to compose a hit song.
It's interesting you say that, because I do that, you know, just at home with my own stuff. And I also, you know, I play guitar and ukulele too, which I love.
Oh, right, really?
But I do create music, and it's stuff that I also have a radio show the first and the third Monday of every month.
Really?
And it's an AM station. It's in Chinatown, and it's... from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock p.m. and it's so much fun. And so while I'm on there, you know, I'll play my music on the air and stuff sometimes. And I just have some very interesting guests on the show. I mean sometimes I meet people on the subway or just, you know, sometimes on the street corner waiting for a light, you know, I strike up a conversation and I go, hey, would you like to be on a radio show? And so it's a lot of fun. So I'll use that, you know, as an outlet for a lot of that stuff. It's fun. Once you start learning something and you start learning the mechanics of it, it's so much fun, right? Just like you're saying with the magic. Once you learn that one thing, then you're going, okay, what else can I do? You know, what else can I add onto this? And kind of like what you're saying, when you approach it with playfulness and excitement and joy, I think you learn stuff faster. That's my theory. I think you learn things faster.
Right, right.
Because you don't put that pressure on your shoulders. Yeah, you're not going, I gotta learn, you know, and then you're stiff and you're forcing it.
It's like trying hard.
Yes. Yet it's the times where, you know, you're just going, holy cow, this is so much fun, this is playful, I like this. Then things, I think they seem to move faster. I mean, holy cow, you could actually do the music for your own magic shows. Could you imagine? You got some interesting guitar music that's playing behind you while you're doing your...
No, but the thing is, I don't know how to read notes. I know how to, like, I have an idea about rhythm, about music, but I don't know how to read notes. I'm not good at notes.
Oh, you know what?
You know,
I gotta tell you, I don't know notes. I mean, I don't either. I play by ear.
No, but you play by ear. But in order for you to compose a song, to make a music, you have to go with the notes, right?
I mean, yeah, that is one way of doing it. I mean, because it's, you know, it's a very... That's the one technical way. But you say you play guitar, right?
Right.
So
right.
You must have some songs that you've created without learning the notes, right? Or did you learn the
notes? No, I just
there you
copy.
Go.
I copy the in the chord chart.
No. Oh, right, right.
Yeah.
So,
but not the making song.
Well, you know, that's the fun thing too. So once you learn a couple of chords,
really,
now you can just kind of put those chords together. You know, like, let's say, for instance, G, C, and D.
You know,
that's a really good chord combination.
So you could just
D, A, and G. But, that's another good one.
No, but the thing is, if you don't write it in a note, you could forget the
That's true.
Even you,
that could happen.
Yeah, I tried that, but I realized that in order to write it, you have to write the notes so you won't forget the rhythm and the the hand.
Well, you know what I think is so exciting is, okay, so every smartphone now has some sort of recording device on it.
I see.
So what you could do is go, whoop, you know, hit the record button, play your guitar, and you go, ooh, okay, good. Now I have it saved.
Oh,
and now
okay.
That can become your other memory, you know,
memory,
and that becomes sort of your computer assistant, so to speak. So then when you go, oh gosh, how did I do that rhythm again? Oh, good. I got it on my phone. Boop. There it is.
Okay. It is.
So that I use that a lot of times to help me out too. That is very helpful. And then what I'll do is I'll play it back and I'll play along with it. I'll go, oh, neat.
Oh,
or sometimes I'll come up with something different.
You're right.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such a blast. I've been learning the song Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I've been learning it on my, you know, the ukulele version?
Yeah,
and then it goes into What a Wonderful World. You know, so I'm trying to blend those two together.
I love that guy. You know that guy?
Yeah, that guy from Hawaii, right?
Israel. He passed away already. He's Israeli, and then his last name is hard to pronounce.
Oh, yeah,
the
okay.
Guy,
oh, yeah, okay. So he died, huh?
Wonderful. Yeah.
Oh, geez, I didn't know that.
I know him. Yeah, I always listen his music.
Oh, you do?
The that's not all the music I hear.
Oh yeah, gotcha.
You said Wonderful World.
Oh yes, yes.
He plays ukulele, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. So I'm trying to learn that song now. So I've been.
That's a nice song.
Oh, it's such a pleasant song.
Yeah.
And I want to try to, I'd like to play it at one of our shows. I think that'd be a lot of fun, because you know, it's very islandy. You know, it's associated with Hawaii and.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to do songs that are that would sound good if you played it on a yacht. If you're on a yacht and you're like, ooh, for instance, sailing takes me away. You know, that sounds like, ooh, that's a good one.
Uh-huh.
Do you like Hall & Oates?
We do
a lot of Hall & Oates too.
Yeah, I was in the high school. I always hear Hall & Oates.
Oh, man.
Or Toto.
Toto, yeah, we do Toto. Africa.
Africa
is great.
Uh-huh.
And Hold the Line. Down, now, now, now. Love is always on time. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, gosh, that's such a fun one.
I know your music.
Oh, it's so fun. It's so great.
I love Toto.
And we, you know, we have a lot of free shows that we play. For instance, out in Pasadena. So if you ever show up, you know, and check out our website. Our website shows a lot of our upcoming shows and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you can see which ones are free. And
you don't do show in what do you call this, wedding or birthday parties? No.
Oh yeah, we did some weddings already. Oh yeah, we did three weddings. Because they actually came to see us, kind of like with you and your magic, how you did magic, and then people see it and they go, "Ooh, I want this guy to hire him."
So they book.
So they book
you,
us
you
from
have
seeing
some,
us play.
People book you.
We did weddings. We've done charities. We actually have a charity that we're doing on the 28th too.
Oh.
So we're playing at the Rose on the 23rd, and then we're doing a charity on the 28th. And oh man, so it's great. We had a month or two ago, we had a charity event. It was for a celebrity poker tournament. That was crazy.
Wow.
I got to meet... Do you remember Happy Days? Remember Ralph Malf, the orange-haired guy? Did you ever see Happy Days back in the day?
No.
Oh! Let me think. Who else that you might know? Lou Diamond Phillips. Have you ever seen the movie Young Guns? Yeah. He was there, too.
Lou Diamond Phillips is a Filipino guy.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
yeah,
that's great.
He's Filipino.
Oh, so you're from the Philippines?
Yeah.
Oh.
Lou Diamond Phillips. He was arrested recently.
Oh, he was?
DUI.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
DUI. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Lou Diamond Phillips.
He was great in that movie,
La Bamba.
Young Guns. Oh, yeah, La Bamba, too. That's right. Wait, which is interesting, because I think Richie Havens, wasn't he... I don't think he was Filipino, was he?
Who?
Richie Havens?
No.
How interesting is that?
Do you mean Richie Valens?
Richie Valens. That's what I mean.
He's Latino.
He's Latino.
Yeah, Richie
So that
Valens,
was quite quite interesting that he played a Latino guy. That was so interesting, and he did well in that movie.
Because Diamond Phillips, he looks like Latino.
Yeah, he does. He does.
He looks like Latino, and he looks like Indian.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's so true. Man.
7 a.m.
Oh, it won't let you turn left here?
Yeah. It's okay. It's over there. Lou Diamond Phillips.
Huh? Yeah, he was there. Do you know who Joe Mantegna is? He's like a, he's an Italian. Joe Mantegna. He was there. But it, there are a few different. Oh, wait, have you ever seen Seinfeld?
Yeah, Seinfeld. Seen,
okay, what with the little guy George who plays George?
Yeah,
he was there.
Really?
George. Oh gosh, Jason Alexander. That's his name.
Jason Alexander.
He
yeah,
was
yeah.
there.
I always saw Seinfeld when I get home.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
when you're done
the rerun,
with Uber?
Yeah,
oh yeah.
No, but, yeah.
They got so many years on that show, huh? Mm-hmm. They did so many years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's amazing when a TV show can run that long and still have
Seinfeld,
great,
yeah.
great episodes
yeah,
each time.
Yeah. Seinfeld.
Yeah, it's, gosh, it's just such a great feeling when you pursue what you really love doing, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, you with Uber, it must be great for you because you don't have a boss. This is one of the things I always hear from the Uber guys is that they love the fact that they are their own boss. They say, okay, I'm waking up at 7 a.m. today
mm-hmm.
and I'm going for, you know, 5 hours and that's it. And
you meet a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You must meet all kinds of interesting people.
I have a lot of weird experience, but it's already.
Oh yeah,
yeah. But
well, what's one of the weird experiences?
Oh, I pick a drunk pretty lady.
Uh oh.
Yeah, and then when she get in, it's like she's kind of crying, and then she asked me if I have a charger for iPhone 5 and iPhone 6, but during the time my phone is 4S, you know, 4S, the old one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So she's kind of like pissed off. She's mad because her phone died, and I think she wants to call somebody.
Oh.
So in the middle of the trip, she suddenly said, "Never forget what she said." I never thought they still use that kind of phone. Is that for poor people only?
She said that?
Yeah!
Oh my God, is that for poor people only?
Poor people only.
Jeez.
I told her. Ma'am, it's still working. Why should I buy a new one?
Yeah, yeah, it's still working.
And she
yeah.
said, whatever. She said.
Oh, man.
So that's not it. That's not it.
Oh,
that's not
oh,
it.
What happened then?
Yeah, yeah. When we get to her condo, she lives in West Hollywood. So when she's about to get off, she's trying to get her key. She said, where's my key? Fuck, where's my key? God damn it. She's looking. Where's my key? She said, fuck. She said, you loser. You don't have any charge. You know, I cannot call anybody. Fuck you.
Oh my goodness!
I was new during the time. I don't know what to do. I was scared if she's gonna report me to the office. And they said, "Wait a minute! I didn't do anything wrong."
Yeah.
I pulled over. And that time I was shaking. I was, get out of the car! I told her. I called the police. I told her.
Oh, you told her get out of the car.
Get out of the car! I told her. And then all of a sudden she's crying. Don't kick me out of the car, please.
Don't kick me out of the car.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Please, please, help me.
Right after she's being rotten to you.
I don't have anybody.
Like...
She said, but she's crying, man. I think she's having
geez.
A hard day, a hard night. So and then I told her, say it nicely. I'm not your servant. I told you, please, don't kick me out of the car, please. I don't have anybody. Okay. So I get in the car, and she said, what are we going to do now? She said, we'll find a 7-Eleven. I'll buy a charger so you could charge your phone.
Oh.
I bought a charger.
Oh, my gosh. You bought her a charger?
Yeah, I bought her a charger. It's going to be mine anyway.
I hope that she... Oh, good. That's good. See, I hope she retained that information in her brain so she's nicer to people in the future.
Yeah, of course.
Because there's no reason to be mean to people like that.
No problem. She has a problem and she just broke up with her boyfriend. Problem.
Oh.
So, tonight...
Boy, oh boy.
She charged her phone in my car. And she gave me a tip anyway.
Boy. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
I never thought they still use that kind of phone. Is that for poor people only?
Oh my gosh.
Everybody's having a 5 and iPhone 5 and
yeah.
iPhone 6. It's a 4S. That's
yeah.
the
it still works.
That's the old iPhone.
Something tells me that these people are here for the thing that I'm going to.
Probably.
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Is this the thing right over there?
Yeah, most likely. So
oh, yeah. Wait. Around the corner? Is that it?
Yeah.
Right
there?
Yeah.
You should get out over there.
I'm wondering. Yeah. I'm thinking. Yeah. Once you go over there, I'll...
Right. Yeah. It's probably...
Yeah. Look at all these people. They're all here to see
the
David
one...
Lynch. Oh, my
David
God.
David Lynch.
Yeah.
It's
he's...
Like...
great
it's
director.
It's kind of like familiar. The name is familiar to me. David Lynch.
Yeah, he's just a one. Look at these guys. What the heck? So this is something I remember in driver's ed. They taught us: do not block the intersection. Just don't do it. You know what I mean? It's inconsiderate. It stops people from being able to do what they need to do. And man,
there.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Holy cow! There's quite a line for that guy. Well, thank you so much for the ride, man.
Nice
line,
dude.
You take care. All right. We have arrived. We're going to see David Lynch. I'm going to go see David Lynch. I'm going to be able to get a copy of his book, Room to Dream. Dory recently sent me a copy. And when that arrived, I was like, oh, man. But I got to tell you, this is going to be so exciting to be there. To see David Lynch and get a copy of his book signed. That's just going to be astounding. All right, that's all for now. More later. I'm going to try to record this while I'm inside.